Hey, greetings, Manny, and all fellow tourism professionals down under and worldwide. So how many of you think that if you just had better ranking or more traffic, you would generate more travel leads and book more trips, maybe fill more rooms or increase arrivals? Raise your hand. I bet a lot of you. Well, this is only partially true, but mostly an illusion that can get really expensive and fast. And at the end of it, you may not even have any more sales from your big investment. I mean, with Google constantly changing what they're doing, you never know what's going to happen next and how they're going to rank websites. So traffic is not necessarily the answer to increasing your sales. So what I'm going to give you today is some tips and tools that can help you double or more your leads and sales, and without any increase in traffic or in ranking. And in fact, it's simple and easy, and many of these tips are even free. So to start with, how many of you are tracking your website visitors? How many of you are using something called Google Analytics? It's really important to track your sources of inquiries and conversions. You can't improve what you can't measure. So here's three specific tips and tools that are going to double or more your leads and sales. Number one, start by measuring your monthly web traffic. So if you're not using Google Analytics, go to Google Analytics and sign up for a free account. It's free, it's easy, it's not very technical to get it going. And if you have any problems at all, your webmaster can easily help you. Number two, you got to start measuring the amount of leads that you're getting every month. You want to measure the source of your leads and what converted into sales. It could be a simple spreadsheet. It could even be a piece of paper that you keep track of monthly. And Google Analytics is going to help you, because you're going to be able to tell easily not only how much traffic you had, but what were the sources. So once you have your monthly leads and sales, you can easily calculate your lead and sales conversion rate. Plus, you'll know which leads, what are the best leads, and where are they coming from, and where the what's converting to sales. Number three, and this is the key here, it's all about conversion. So how much more in sales or revenue can you make by just increasing your lead and sales conversion without increasing your website traffic at all? So what I want to do is I'm going to give you a really simple example here, and I want to keep it pretty conservative and in alignment with what I have seen many of you experience. So imagine you're getting about 1,000 visitors to your website a month. This is just an example. And approximately out of the 1,000 people, 4% of those total web visitors are turning into some sort of lead. It could be a phone call, it could be an email inquiry, it could be filling out a special report, it could be a contact in your contact form. So you got 40 leads a month from 1,000 visitors. So out of those 40 leads, let's imagine you're converting 20% of those into sales. These are bona fide leads. They came to your site because they found you, they like what you're doing, and they booked a trip, or they booked a room, or maybe they came to your destination. So out of those 40 leads, you generated 20% of those converted to sales. That's 8 sales a month. So I'm going to just keep this simple. I'm using US dollars. Let's imagine you generated $500 per sale. So you're generating $4,000 a month, or $4,800 a year. So stay with me. So let's take a look at how a very small improvement in both the lead and sales conversion radically increase sales and, more importantly, revenues. So the same 1,000 web visitors, now you're converting 6% of those into leads. So you have 60 leads a month. And that's 60 leads. Imagine instead of 20%, you're now converting 30% of those into sales. 60 leads by 0.3 is 18 sales monthly. Instead of 8 sales monthly, what was it before? 8 sales. Now you're up to 18. Same $500 a month in sales equals $9,000 a month or $108,000 a year. So previously you're making $48,000 a year in sales. Now you're making $108,000 in sales. That's over a $60,000 difference every year by just making small and often very simple improvements on your website to increase both the lead capture and sales conversion. So what can help you increase your leads and your sales conversion fast and easy for your website? And the answer is a travel website that sells. So what do I mean by that? And what are some of the elements that make up a travel website that sells? It means that your marketing communication on your website quickly communicate key elements that all travel shoppers are looking for. They want to know you're experienced, you're quality, you're safe, and you have people, many people, who back that up, your experience, your quality, and safety with word of mouth, testimonials, awards, reviews. Remember in the last episode of that I shared where I talked about social proof? That's what this is. So to learn more about how to improve your website leads and sales conversion, and as I mentioned earlier, a lot of the stuff is really fast and really easy, and many of them for free. And really, this is about getting your very best clients selling for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Check out my Tourism Marketing Success online program. And I believe Manny's supplying a link, but I want you to go there and be sure to watch the short videos from tourism professionals and specifically what did they experience about generating more leads and sales and profits by using the recommendations that I've just given you. So that's my advice for today, and I appreciate you listening, and have a great day.